All right, here we are back in Craig. Craig gets the ball to start the second and a quarter here, and Charlie Blanc looks like he's checked in for the Craig Panthers, and Zach Jacobson looks like he's going to start taking control of the ball out top. So the ball comes back into Morgan. Zach's got the ball back up top. Gabe tries to bully his way in there, and Dylan says none of that and just kind of pushes him out, and he has to go back out and reset up the play. Craig's got the ball. They give the ball over to Brian. Brian back out to Morgan. Morgan over to Zach Jacobson. He shoots a long three-pointer. Misses it long. Dylan comes down with the rebound with two other guys, but Dylan Swinton gets the rebound, and they bring a ball, and Trevor brings the ball down the court, set up to Dylan for a three-point shot, and yes! That's his second three-pointer, his second three-point shot of the night, or make. He's missed one, made two, so I'm hoping he gets a little bit more of that action going on tonight. But Craig brings the ball all the way down the court. Brian's wide open underneath, and they give him the ball for a layup. So they got two, they got three, and they gave up two. Trevor does the same thing on the other end, though, and Dylan feeds him the ball, and he gets another shot. He makes another shot. So 17-21. Charlie's kind of stopped out of the half-court line in a little bit of a trap. He gets away from it, gets it to Brian, back to Charlie. Charlie gets it inside to Zach Jacobson, back over to Charlie. Charlie's trying to penetrate and drive. He whistle blows and three in the key on the Craig Panthers. So 17-21. And Haynes gets the ball back on the fifth turnover of the night on the Craig Panthers. All right, so Dylan's going to bring the ball in. Gets the ball into Matthew. Matthew back to Dylan. Dylan back to Matthew. Back to Trevor. Trevor back to Dylan. Dylan's coming in. He gets the ball into Hudson. And Hudson mishandles it and it goes out of bounds. It was good penetration, good play, and if he could have held on to that, he was wide open for a layup. So Craig gets the ball back, and Haynes is giving some of that same medicine back to Craig, and they're doing the full court press. It's working effectively here, but Zach's got the ball underneath the basket. He shoots, misses everything. Jack Jacobson puts it back up and in, though. Good defense by Dylan Swinton, but he just got over the top of him, and there's nothing he could really do about it. So Trevor's got the ball, being pressured by Timber. Timber throws the ball back over to Matthew. Matthew tries to get the ball inside, but it's knocked out of bounds by Craig. So it's going to be Haynes ball underneath their own basket here with 6 minutes to go in the half, 23-18, Craig with the lead still, or 17, excuse me. Trevor gets the ball, does a fake from the three-point line, misses his shot, but Hudson gets the rebound and puts it up and in. So 19-23, there's a four-point lead here is all. They're cutting into this once was a 10-point deficit. But Morgan House gets the ball in the corner and hits a three-pointer to kind of put a stop to that long run of the Haynes Glacier Bears. Good call by the ref there. Dylan got the ball, put his hands up in the air, and Charlie just rammed right into him a little aggressively, and so they called that. They want to put a stop to that, I think, tonight. So we got a timeout on the court. It's going to be a 30-second timeout here. So with 5 minutes 43 seconds to go, it's 26-19. Craig still in the lead, but Haynes showing the signs of life. All right, so we got Colby, my nephew, texted me, and I know everybody else already knew this answer, but yes, today is Abraham Lincoln's birthday. And, you know, I may get myself in trouble by saying this, but I'm going to say it anyways. We should know that birthday before we know most things. So everybody that didn't know that, put that in your date book and let that come up on your phone every year on the 12th of February. That is an important event in American history. All right, so after the timeout, Haynes is still in their huddle. They're breaking away, and it's going to be Haynes' ball here right underneath us in front of the half-court line. So Dylan into Trevor. Haynes is going to set up and try to just start gnawing at this lead. It's back to a 7-point lead, and Dylan shoots a 3-pointer from the side and just misses everything, but Hudson gets the rebound. Oh, he gets the rebound, loses his balance, and, you know, steps a foot right out of bounds. So good plan, good thought, but, you know, they no points on that one. So Haynes, again, is pressuring. We've got a full-court press, and they're penetrating. Craig's doing a pretty good job of getting through it, but they're definitely disrupting them. And, yes, and Timber shuffled his feet, and they called a travel, so it's going to be Haynes' ball. So a lot of turnovers going, you know, in the first half of this game, and got a lot of people out there in the way trying to make it so they can't play this game running across the court. We're going to have to work on that because half of them are my kids. All right, so Haynes has the ball. Again, the ball inside. Matthews got the ball up front, throws the ball in, but deflects off of the Craig Panther, and Drew Marker comes out with the ball, and he's running. Timbers got the ball back to Drew. Drew pushes the ball into Zach Vickers and tries to get the ball over to Drew. Drew back to Timber up top. Timber dribbling around, looking for something to do with the ball. Slowest moment we've had in the game so far. Zach Jacobson gets the ball over to Timber Burnham. Timber back up top, not doing a lot with the ball. Does a little Euro step inside, throws it off the backboard, but gets nothing out of it. Gets his own rebound and then gets tied up with Dylan Swinton. So that'll be a jump ball, and I believe it's going to be Haynes' ball. Yeah, Haynes' ball. Timber wanted a foul there, but, you know, the aggressive out of controlness I don't think was what we warrant as a foul. So we're going to think Dylan's bringing the ball in to Trevor. Trevor's pushing the ball up the court. Craig didn't bring their full court press. Trevor goes the distance of the court, banks it off the glass and in. So 21-26, they cut the lead to 5 points here. Again with the press. They're breaking it pretty good this time, though, but Morgan kicks it back out to Timber. Timber back over to Zach. Zach tries to penetrate, loses the ball, gets it back on his own, shoots a shot, misses it, but the ball gets knocked off of Dylan Swinton out of bounds, so it's going to be Craig's ball under their own basket with 4:14 to go here with a 5-point lead. Timber gets the ball, passes the ball into Zach. Zach over to Drew. Drew over to Timber on the far side. Timber clear across to Zach Vickers. Zach back out to Drew, over to Timber. Timber wants to bring it in. He tries to do a Euro step, tries to pass the ball in, but loses it and gives the ball to Dylan Swinton. And here comes Trevor down the court all the way. Gives the ball up to Matthew, and Matthew puts it in and scores. And that wasn't Matthew. That was Jacob. That was a beautiful play, though. Great ball handling and a sign of life that I like to see from these Haynes Glacier Bears. So Drew brings the ball in. Craig's trying to push it. And they do. They push it hard. Drew wants to bring the ball in, gives a beautiful pass into Zach Vickers, but Zach kind of loses control of it. And the ball goes out of bounds to white ball, black ball. We're not sure yet. White ball. Okay, so Craig ball on the near side here in front of their own basket. So Jacobson brings it in to Timber. Timber's just kind of standing out there, not doing a lot with it. 3.5 minutes to go here in the half. Back to Timber. Inside is Morgan. Morgan out to Drew. Drew wanted to shoot three-pointer, couldn't get open. Back out to Morgan. Morgan shoots a three-pointer, misses it right into Trevor's hands, and Trevor just knocks it right off his own knee out of bounds. What an opportunity it would have been for him to go down there and cut this game to a two-point lead that quickly. So it's a three-point game here with 3:22 to go. Timber's got the ball, just kind of dancing around at the top of the key. Tried to get the ball inside, and Trevor kicks it and keeps it out, which was a smart move. No sense in letting him get in there. So, all right. So the pass comes in, but it goes right off of Zach Vickers.
And Haynes is going to take the ball out. Trevor's taking it down the court.
Trevor's getting pushed by Timber. Gets past him, gets the ball back to Swinton. Swinton shoots a 15-foot jumper, misses it, but the ball comes into Hudson's hands. Hudson puts it up, shoots it long, and Zach Jacobson with the rebound. Timber's pushing the ball down the court. Timber's looking for a spot. He gives the ball over to Morgan. Morgan wants to drive. He does. Nice little shot, but it was kind of out of control at the end, and the ball goes right into Hudson's hands after Matthew saved it from going out of bounds. So great team play there. Trevor wants to bring it all the way in, and he does. But he's fouled hard by by Morgan, and so he's going to be shooting too. He didn't miss any last night, but I believe he missed his first one tonight, so hopefully he can put these in and it'll bring the game within two. So Trevor for his first attempt. Trevor puts it up and hits it. So it's a two-point game here with 2.5 minutes to go, and Craig, Haynes is definitely showing signs of life that I wanted him to show. I have to root for these guys. We fed them waffles this morning, and we didn't do anything to their food, no laxatives or nothing, so I'm assuming they should be good. But Trevor for a second shot.
I did put a secret ingredient in the waffle mix. So
we won't tell you what it is, but Trevor just hit that second shot and put them within one. So 2.5 minutes to go. Craig's got the ball, and Haynes is pressuring, and they turn it over, and Trevor's coming. He's the one-on-one down there with Morgan, and he puts it in, and Haynes has the lead for the first time in the last two nights. 27-26. Craig pushes it, and Haynes gets the rebound again, and here comes Trevor. And Trevor got pinned by two different guys, Morgan, or by Timber and Drew, And the foul was called on Timber, and Trevor will look to extend the lead here for the Haynes Glacier Bears.
That's hard for the ref to call a foul on that because both boys were kind of in his way, and he just kind of tripped right through both of them and slid across the floor.
Yeah, and there was really no way that they could be set. So, you know, a lot of collision with just one foul.
Trevor's okay. He's down there waiting for the ref to hand him the ball.
Yeah, he's into this game. I think he'd get a broken leg and wouldn't know it right now. Puts it up, misses, yeah, two shot, or excuse me, it was a one and one, but he missed a high, but it almost came back down and went in. Craig got the rebound, Morgan did, and Drew's got the ball in the top court here, looking to give the ball to Brian. Brian back to Drew, Drew over to Gabe, Gabe over to Drew, Drew back to Brian. They're looking for a three-point shot is what they're doing right here. You can see it in them, but they want to, they're trying to show a little sign of giving it to somebody inside. Finally, Zach Jacobson puts up a floater in the lane and just kind of misses it long, but he gets his own rebound and pushes it back out to Gabe. So Gabe's got the ball at the top court looking to get something from this possession to get a little of their momentum back. They've basically given up an 11-point lead, and they're down by a point now. Looks like Morgan gets a foul. Dylan Swinton came down with the ball. Morgan was on the other side of him, and he just couldn't do anything except for just grab that ball. And he grabbed it right through Dylan, and so Dylan will be going to the line to shoot. Looks like one, and probably two. Is that the 10th team foul or the 9th? Because they haven't written it on the board yet.
And this is Dylan Swinton, by the way.
Dylan Swinton, sorry. I'm going to just start saying Swinton if I can get my head wrapped around it. And Morgan House just got his third foul, which is kind of scary for the Craig Panthers because he's kind of the mainstay inside for them. So Dylan trying to extend this lead a little bit and does not. Matthew got in there and tried to disrupt the rebound, but the rebound came down to Zach Jacobson. So Drew Marker's got the ball on the side court, and he's looking to get the ball back to Brian. Brian back over to Gabe. Gabe underneath to the side here to Zach Jacobson. Back over to Drew on the other far side. And Zach Vickers wants to get the ball, but he just can't. And the loose ball on the court, and it comes out to Craig. And here comes to Haynes, and Matthew comes up with with a nice attempt, but Zach Jacobson fouled him, so he'll be going to the foul line. Last night, I think that the Haynes Glacier Bears only missed two foul shots on the night, and today they've missed like seven. So they really need to turn that around because they could have themselves a pretty fancy lead right now versus the 1 point that they do have. So here goes Matthew with his unconventional free throws, just using the one hand there. And I forgot to ask him what it was all about, but he missed the first one. But he does really well with his free throw shooting, so you don't want to mess with any of that. I think that's the first one I've seen him miss. And he puts the next one up, and it rims out. It was all the way down in and just wanted to come back out. So here comes Gabe all the way down the court, giving the ball to Brian Castle, and Brian gets fouled by Hudson. As Hudson comes up hobbling a little bit, it looks like he's okay, but he must have sprained his ankle just a little bit, but parked himself on the line ready for these foul shots. So Brian has the chance to regain the lead for the Craig Panthers here with 58 seconds to go in the first half. Puts up his first shot, bounces out, hard off the front iron. Brian looks like he's wincing a little bit there too. I'm not sure what's happening. Charlie's going to come in for the Craig Panthers and he's going to take Gabe out of the game. So Brian for a second attempt with 58 seconds to go here. Puts it up and shoots it long off the iron again. So rebound to Hudson. Hudson now over to Trevor, and Trevor's pushing right through him. They've knocked out of bounds by Drew. Haynes has done a really good job on this full court press tonight. There's been a couple of times that it's thrown them out for a loop, but I think Craig's almost pulled it off completely because every time they do, they seem to be able to just run down there and score. So they've got the ball underneath their own basket, the Haynes Glacier Bears do, and Trevor shoots a three-pointer from the far corner from a rebound from the inbounds pass from Dylan Swinton, and Swinton gets the rebound and wants to go back up with it. Can't. He gets a jump ball, and the jump ball will send the ball to Craig's direction with 44 seconds to go here in the half. We've been stuck on this 26-27 for about a minute and a half of game time. Craig's got the ball. They're sending the ball to Zach Jacobson, Zach to Charlie, Charlie over to Zach. Zach thought about shooting from 4 feet behind the line, thought better of it, and passed it off to Charlie. Charlie's got the ball at the top of the key, and he throws the ball over to Drew. Drew inside to Zach Vickers. Zach kind of got his arms knocked out from under him, but they didn't call it. Now, Charlie had the ball. He got it stolen from him, and here comes Craig. And here comes Haynes, and they're going to call a charging foul. And I disagree with this charging foul on Jacob because he might have put his shoulder into him a little bit, but the defender was completely out of control and got in front of him, and they called that foul. So with 17 seconds to go, Craig has a chance to take the lead into halftime. Oh, and Drew just walked, and they didn't call it and gave the ball back over to Charlie. Back over to Brian. Brian throws it away, and here comes Trevor with 6 seconds to go. Gets the ball knocked, but he still puts it in. 2.3 seconds to go. They're up by three, and here goes Zach with a long shot and off the front of the iron, and it would have tied the game at half. But as it is, the Craig Panthers, the home team, are down by three, 26-29, with 16 minutes to go in the game, and we are ready at halftime. And give me a couple of seconds here, and we're going to give you some points totals for the halftime. Okay, so Hudson has 5 points. Trevor has 13, and he's been doing amazing all the way around. Defense, offense, everything. Player of the game thus far. Dylan Swinton, 6 points. We don't know who got 3 points, so sorry, that might make us look dumb, but here we are. So, and Jacob has 2 points. And Dylan Swinton and Trevor have definitely been the answer of this game so far. And if you guys can keep this pressure up, it's just kind of been stumping Craig in a way that I don't see them overcoming it. But, you know, we have a whole half a game to play. But, you know, just tell your kids to start making those foul shots.